From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, May the 1st through Sunday, May the 3rd. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, the New York Times is reporting that State Senate leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam Skelos could be arrested on federal corruption charges as early as today, Monday, May the 4th. The expected arrest will come approximately 3 months after federal bribery and kickback charges were filed against former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. It is not known if Skelos, a Republican from Long Island, will resign his leadership post when arrested, as did Silver, a Manhattan Democrat. The charges against Skelos and his son are expected to include conspiracy, extortion, and solicitation of bribes. Among the areas prosecutors have focused on is the awarding of a contract by Nassau County to Abtec, a small environmental company based in Arizona, which had hired Adam Skelos as a consultant. Should Skelos step down as leader, there is no clear successor. Senator Tom W. Levos, the second highest-ranking Republican in the chamber, is also under federal indictment, and he is ill with cancer. Ryan Anglum is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Public Library has proposed an increase of nearly $22,000 as part of its 2016 budget proposal. Catskill Library Director Sue Ray said the budget increase would be predominantly used for personal costs and would be used to support operations at the library's main location on Franklin Street in Catskill and its Palinville branch as well. The branch location will be moved this year to the former Lower Clove Wine and Spirits store on Route 23A, Ray said. The library will present its 2015-16 spending plan to the public on May the 6th at Catskill High School. Residents will vote on the proposal on Tuesday, May 19th, concurrent with the annual school board and election budget vote. An editor's note, WGXC maintains its satellite broadcasting unit in the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that water is returning to Windham CD Lake Park this season, but swimming will still be prohibited. Water will be allowed back in the area now that the Batavia Kill Watershed Dam has been repaired. The dam suffered considerable damage during Hurricane Irene in August of 2011, and the lake has been dry ever since. Although the water can be restored to the lake, it still may be some time before swimming can resume, according to Town Supervisor Stacy Post. Columbia County 911 reported that more than 5,000 National Grid customers were left in the dark on Saturday, May the 2nd, when a large-scale power outage hit the towns of Greenport, Stockport, Livingston, Claverick, and Germantown, and parts of the city of Hudson. The cause is still unknown. National Grid is reportedly investigating the incident. Kate Seckinger reported in the Daily Mail that after months of discussion and speculation, exercise classes through the Greene County YMCA will be offered at the Durham Elementary School beginning May 11. Durham Town Councilman Nick Nahas last week announced the county branch of the YMCA will offer 8-week sessions of bodyweight training, yoga, and fitness dance at the site. A summer camp program will also be offered from June the 29th to August the 21st. The Greene County YMCA can be reached at 731-7529. The weather makes our final story, as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a fire weather watch from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. today, Monday, May the 4th, due to low relative humidity, gusty winds, and extremely dry fine fuels. The watch has been declared for East Central New York, Western Massachusetts, and Northwestern Connecticut. South to southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 15 to 25 miles an hour, are expected, with even higher local winds possible. Under these conditions, fires that develop can spread rapidly and uncontrollably. For today's weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day with a temperature high near 81 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 56. Chance of precipitation Monday night is 30%. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 5:46 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:58 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 12 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 4th day of May 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.